Namaskar. The assembly elections got over. Huge talk about Congress coming back. Opposition in India coming back. Huge talk about whether BJP has lost its shield. In the midst of all this, there are a lot of people currently saying that, listen, you know what, 2019, BJP is still going to happen. Why? Because there is the Modi wave. Modi wave has not died down. Lot of people in this country say that. Now the thing is, today I wanted to spend 5 to 6 minutes with you talking about waves. This entire wave business is actually very interesting. This wave business also has a pattern in India. Let us try and talk about this wave, and let us talk about the pattern that this wave, this electoral wave, has in India. Interesting. Technically, the first wave that happened in India was in 1977. Why 1977? Is because in 1977, emergency had just got over and there was an anti-emergency wave or a pro-Janata Party wave. So this was the first wave that India witnessed, and people were gung-ho about throwing Mrs. Gandhi out of her prime ministerial chair and getting the so-called alternative into it. So came Morarji Desai. Now a few statistics. Janata Party in 1977 won 295 seats with a vote share of 41.32%. The reason I am talking about vote share is because somehow, except for once, this entire business of wave has not actually translated into major vote share. It is not like when you say that there is a wave, it is like 80% of the people voting or 60% of the people voting or even 50% of the people voting, except for once, which I'll come to. So therefore, I'm very deliberately also trying to tell you the vote share of that particular period. So let me go back again. 1977, Janata Party, 295 seats and with 41.32% vote share. Indian National Congress, 154 seats with 34.2% vote share. So the wave happened, Janata Party happened. The next wave that happened in India was after Mrs. Indira Gandhi's assassination. There was a huge Congress wave. They call it sympathy vote, they call it whatever, but there was a wave. Rajiv Gandhi swept the election, won 404 seats. 404 seats he won with 49.1% vote share. This possibly was the biggest vote share that a party got. 49.1% vote share he got. BJP got 2 seats and 1.83% vote share, and Janata Party got 10 seats with 6.89% vote share, so on and so forth. So second wave. First wave, Janata Party. Second wave, Rajiv Gandhi. The third wave that happened was in 1991 Lok Sabha election. Rajiv Gandhi was assassinated. And again, call it sympathy wave, call it whatever wave, but it was a wave. Congress was in the upsurge. And came Congress with 244 seats in the Lok Sabha and with 35.66% vote share. BJP 120 seats in the Lok Sabha with 20.04%. At this point in time, Rajiv Gandhi was assassinated, otherwise BJP was actually surging ahead before this. Right after Rajiv Gandhi's assassination, BJP, the wave happened, the Congress wave happened, and P.V. Narasimha Rao became the Prime Minister. Then of course, the famous wave, the Modi wave. The Modi wave is supposed to have taken place between 2013-2014. 2014 election was absolutely Modi wave. Modi wave happened, BJP got 282 seats and Congress got 44, decimated to 44 seats. Never happened before. never happened before. Even after emergency, it didn't happen. Congress party was decimated to 44 seats with a vote share of 19.52%. And Sri Narendra Modi took over as a prime minister. Achha, now why am I saying all this? What is this relation between the wave and what I have to say? Let me explain. First, the wave was Morarji Desai. The government didn't last for 5 years. The second was Rajiv Gandhi. Government lasted for 5 years but had just one term. VP Singh came and took away the prime ministerial berth from Mr. Rajiv Gandhi. So lasted for 5 years. The third was PV Narasimha Rao. Wave lasted for 5 years. Atal Bihari Vajpayee came and took over the berth from him. And the last is what we are seeing today, Mr. Narendra Bhai Modi, who also claims to have a wave and also came and also became the prime minister after the wave. And the way things are in 2019, I beg to differ that it will be a Modi versus nobody or a clean sweep or anything of that sort. They say history repeats itself. And if history repeats itself, Modi cannot afford to take this election easy. Neither can any BJP member. So more than anything else, if you have to see history and you have to see statistics, the chances are whenever a leader in India has come out, as has happened out of a wave, he has not lasted for more than 5 years in the chair. So if that is what is going to happen, then BJP has a huge task ahead in front of it. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.